A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Mem Aleph, Psachim 41a, pagination page 81. We'd like to do, by way of introduction, one line of the Mishnah from the facing page. So we're on Psachim Mem Amid Beis 40b, pagination page 80. You'll notice the Mishnah about a quarter of the way from the bottom, counting up about 20 lines, Masnisin. And then on the third line of that Mishnah, the first word on the line is Oser. And then we begin. Ein mevashlim es haPesach. You're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach. Lo v'mashkin v'lo b'meperos. Not in liquid and not in fruit juice. Rashi tells us, the Pasuk declared, Al tochlu mimenu na uvoshel mevushal, not to be able to cook it, but rather to roast the Karban Pesach. A lot of reasons are given. The simplest is that Pesach is an aspect of royalty, and I believe the Sefer Achinuch presents it like this, that roasted meat contracts the amount of food that's going to be eaten, and only a royal person is going to do that, whereas cooking it bloats it and makes it more. So a wealthy person was typically the one associated with the roasted meat. Also, the roasting in Mitzrayim during that first Pesach caused Recho Nodef. It caused the smell to go all over, and it was a very bold move for the Jews to do, to roast the god of the Egyptians. And every Karban Pesach follows that original theme of the Karban Pesach, that they roasted it. Okay, so there's a prohibition not to boil the Karban Pesach, but rather to roast it. Let's move on to today's daf, Psachim Mem Aleph. About 10 lines from the top, in the middle of the line, you'll see two dots on one side, two dots on the other. In the center of that line, Ein Mevashlim, you're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach. Tanu Rabbanan, what's the source? Bamayim. Pasuk says that you're not allowed to cook it in water, so you're not allowed to cook it in water. Ein li ela bamayim. Only water is prohibited. Sha'ar mashke minayin, how do you know that all other liquids are also prohibited? Amrit kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer, it's logical. Uma mayim she'im afigim taiman asurim. Water does not diminish the taste of the meat, and it's prohibited. Water is bland, it doesn't do anything to it. Sha'ar mashkim, other juices, other drinks, shemafigim taimon, that they're actually going to affect the taste, lo kol shekein, certainly those also are going to be prohibited. So that's the first approach, that really the water, the word is mayim, water, but by extension, all other juices are going to be prohibited because they affect the taste even more. Rabbi Omer, the second approach is b'mayim. It only says water in the pasuk. Ela ela b'mayim shemashkim minayin. How do you know other liquids? Talmud Lomar, from this insight. Uvashel mevushal. It says not to cook it in a double wording. Mikom makom. No matter what type of cooking you can come up with, it's going to be prohibited. May beinayhu. What's the difference between the first way and the second way of knowing that you're not allowed to cook Karban Pesach in other liquids? Ikebeinayu tzilikador. The difference would be the roasting of a pot. The expression, I guess, would be pot roast. Now, what does that mean halachically? So Rashi tells us very beautifully, you put the food into a pot without water or any other liquid, and the liquid that comes out of the meat itself is the liquid with which it is being cooked. So if you learnt it from the first approach, water is prohibited, and anything else that's going to ruin the taste is going to be prohibited. But cooking it in its own juice is not going to be the violation. According to the second approach, which is the way we paskin, any type of cooking, uvashel mevushel, any type of cooking is going to be prohibited. And therefore, even tzlikador, cooking it in its own juice, is also prohibited. It may not be logically as bad as water, may not be like fruit juice, it has the exact same taste as the product, but it is a method of cooking, and the words uvoshel mevushel totally rule out any type of cooking for the Karban Pesach. If you cooked it, it would not be a kosher Karban Pesach. Tosfos, by the way, goes a step further. If you look, it's towards the middle of the page, Ika Benayu Tzilikador, outer commentary. Tosfos says that the entire machlokus over here is iloke olav ilo. If there'll be malchus, if it'll be a very forceful violation to have cooked the Karban Pesach. Avalukule alma pasul. But everybody says, once you did, even tzilikador, cooking it in its own juice, it's going to be pasul. Because the requirement is that it should be tzili'esh. It has to be roasted. And this is not roasted. So even if it's not the violation, according to the first approach, but still, it would not be a kosher Karban Pesach, because a kosher Karban Pesach has to be exclusively tzili roasted. What's amazing about this, and has such a tempting practical application, is to think of this in the reverse terms, meaning, according to our custom, outlined in Siman Tuf Ayin Vav, 476 in Shulchan Aruch, we do not eat anything that's tzli on the night of Pesach in terms of meat. We don't eat tzli roasted because it's an extension of this fear that someone will mistake it for the Karban Pesach. Roasted meat is totally off limits on the night of Pesach according to our custom. However, if it's something that's not roasted, it would be permitted. And the expression is, do something pot roast. Now, if it's pot roast, according to Rashi's definition, according to the Gemara's definition, in its own juice, so we have to think through whether that would be kosher for the Karban Pesach or not, and therefore, presumably, anything that's prohibited for the Karban Pesach would be permitted for us to eat on the night of Seder without infringing on the image of the Karban Pesach. So the way we paskind, especially according to Tosfos telling us that it's totally prohibited, even according to the first approach, is that tzilikador, this roasting, in its own juice, is prohibited for Karban Pesach, and therefore should presumably be permitted for us on the night of Pesach. However, and there's always a however, the halacha doesn't allow tzili kador. It's still considered apparently close enough to tzili. It's been roasted in its own juice. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkaton Aleph tells us, HaPesach Shenitzla B'Kedera Pasul, even though a Karban Pesach that would be roasted in the pot would be Pasul. Afilu Hachi Yesh La'asro, nevertheless, we prohibit Tzilikador for other food, other meats on the night of Pesach. What would be permitted is, number one, if you added water to the roasting process so that it's no longer roasting, you added more water than is usual, that would allow it. and that's what should be done. You should create a basting juice or something, put water on the bottom, put juices, put formula, whatever it is to give taste, but make sure that there's more than just its own juice that it's roasting in. Or number two, Mishneh Berurah mentions another possibility. Apparently there was such a thing that a chola, a sick person, a person in need, might need this type of taste of tzli. So Mishneh Berurah gives a suggestion that if you did tzli v'achakach bishlo, if you roasted it and then you cooked it, mutar lakol, since at the end it was cooked, so the actual product halachically is a cooked product, in its final stage, that would allow it. So again, going back to our Gemara, the Gemara is telling us that for Karban Pesach, tzli kador would be pasul. One would think that if it's possible for Karban Pesach, it should be permitted for us at the Seder because it doesn't infringe on the Karban Pesach, because the way I'm serving it wouldn't be kosher for Karban Pesach. But the reality is that the minig extends even to such a case. Tzli Kador would be prohibited on the night of Pesach for us according to our minig. However, if you add liquid, that would do the trick and would make it regular cooking and not just cooking in its own juice. Yasher koach, have a wonderful day.